I think Dak's thinking too much. I said that to, I think it was Garrett, or maybe I said it even on this podcast. He's thinking too much. I don't think he understands 100% on this offense, maybe. I don't know. I think he just looks like he's a little bit, I think he's got a lot of pressure, and he knows he's got to try to perform right now. I really do. I think he's got pressure. I think he's thinking too much while he's out on the field, and just get in there and just let it rip.
You're listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Todd and his three sons, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon.
We'd like to welcome back all of our friends, our family, and yes, even our many foes to the Fox 10 Sports Podcast, along with my two oldest sons, Kellen and Garrett, and Diego Zavarse. I'm Todd Fox, and we're the Fox 10 Sports Podcast. And today marks episode 96. We are creeping up on 100. It's coming, and it's coming soon. Episode 96. Who do you think of? Jersey number 96.
Carlos Dunlap.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen him play, and that's the only name I really recognized. So,
I'll go Joaquin Hicks.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right. Let's go. Let's jump on. Sorry, Marcus Spears, not from playing, but from like first take and all that stuff. So, go Marcus Spears.
I'm going to go a little Cortez Kennedy, defensive tackle, Seattle Seahawks. When we went to the NFL Hall of Fame, he was one of the guys that was getting ready to get inducted like a week or two later after we got, I think it was like the next weekend, wasn't it, when we got there? And he was one of the guys that got inducted that time frame. But Cortez Kenny, and what stinks is he passed away. It's like a lot of these guys I've talked about recently have all passed away. And speaking of that, I do not just pick Hall of Famers. I pick good football players. Some people may out there think that I just pick Hall of Famers, but I pick the guys who I think of, because that's who I think of, because they were good during the season. So that's who I think of. But anyway,
it's okay. You don't know ball.
Yeah, I don't know ball. There you go. Here's my question.
Here's our caption for our post tomorrow. Anyways, question.
What happened Sunday to the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, you see, it's all part of the script. I was really looking into it. I had to make a big a clutch pick at work. I was being pressured. I had to not go ahead and knock it out. And I thought, everybody's picking the Cowboys. Probably means they're going to lose. What did I do? I picked the Cowboys. Figured I was overthinking it. You know, a lot of people won a lot of money by betting on Arizona. The NFL script strikes again. It's just part of it.
You bet on it?
I think what happened is our Trayvon Diggs is going to be a pretty big miss in that secondary, because Dobbs had some wide open receivers from that second side and even on Stephon's side sometimes. And pass rush wasn't as dominant, struggle tackling. It was just bad. And me and Diego were texting during the game. I think Dak's being too conservative. I know we like him not throwing interceptions, but I think he's just almost too afraid to take a shot downfield.
I think that's Mike McCarthy.
Well, just real quick. I mean, McCarthy's giving him plays to take shots, but
you think so?
He doesn't want to. Yeah, okay. We see him wanting to load up, and then he'll just go for a 2-yard run.
Diego looks like he's about to explode. He's got.
Some No. I agree with Gary. I think the Trayvon Diggs thing just at the earlier that week messed us up. I think we'll figure it out. I think Dan Quinn's the best defensive coordinator in the league, so I think he'll figure it out. I think Deron Bland will figure it out. He's good. He's just young. I think they'll figure it out. Micah Parsons was being held every single play. Like, they'll figure it out. I'm not worried about the defense. I think that will come. We had three offensive linemen out.
Yeah, you're right, 100%.
And 100%. I think that just tells us how important our offensive line is for this team, and if they do want to make a Super Bowl run.
100%.
And I agree. I think Dak just be, I just, if you would listen to this, I just be you, man. Be free. Throw that ball. Okay.
He listens.
The interception thing that was last year, and I think that's really bugging him. And I really feel like he doesn't want to throw as much. But I also think Mike McCarthy as well there. I think it's a mixture of both. But I think this past week, I think another reason he didn't let go of that ball is because he didn't have much time in the pocket as well. Which tells you, because the Cardinals D-line is nothing special, but I think this tells you how bad our second and third string offensive linemen are.
Yeah, there. Our left tackle was letting a guy nobody's heard of beat him every snap. And it just kept showing Tyron Smith. It's like, yeah, we know he's not playing.
We know he's not playing, but why can't he get out there? I mean, he was still available. So why doesn't he say, you know what, unless they're telling him he can't go out there. He didn't look like he wanted to go out there. But I'm like, it's just aggravating because this guy, I mean, I know he's crept up there in age, but dadgum, get out there and play.
Yeah. And I also think they just looked at this week and said, Arizona Cardinals. Yeah. It's Joshua Dobbs.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons was like, oh, I'm going to put him on my bulletin board. And I'm like, dude, I know you guys are at practice thinking you're going to walk in there and beat these guys. It's still an NFL team. At the end of the day, these are professional NFL players. They can go in and beat anybody they want, no matter if you're the best team in the league or the worst team in the league. And I'm not pushing the panic button. I'm not panicking. I still think this team can make a run. I still believe in the defense. I just think Dak needs to just let go of that interception thing that's bugging him, and Mike McCarthy just needs to believe in his quarterback. And if you're making the plays, let him throw the ball, because he can throw the ball. We know he can, and he's proven it to us, but he's also proven to us that he likes to throw interceptions. But he just needs to let go and be less conservative. And I think that will come with time.
Cardinals are 7-1 against Dallas in the last 8 games, which is absolutely ridiculous. Because growing up, I mean, Dallas owned, for me anyway, Dallas owned the Cardinals, because they used to be in the NFC East back in the day. I think Dak's thinking too much. I said that to, I think it was Garrett, or maybe I said it even on this podcast. He's thinking too much. I don't think he understands 100%. On this offense, maybe. I don't know. I think he just looks like he's a little bit – I think he's got a lot of pressure, and he knows he's got to try to perform right now. I really do. I think he's got pressure. I think he's thinking too much while he's out on the field, and just get in there and just let it rip. Yeah, I don't like to see interceptions either, but I also want to – I want to see some chances taken. I want to see – he's got to throw the ball downfield. The losing all those linemen definitely put a hurting on us. Every team's going to have several games that they're just not going to have it. I think Dallas is going to be at the most. I mean, I predicted them, I think 9-7 or not 9-7, 9-8 or 10-7 at the end of the year. I think 12-5 is probably maybe their ceiling right now, because they're going to have some other games that this is
13-4.
Yeah, this is, well, I hope so. But I just think they're going to have several things that that they're going to have to be working on. Got to have pressure on the quarterback that helps the defensive backs out. We'll see. It's still a long ways. We got the Patriots this week, then the 49ers. Oh, my goodness, that's going to be crazy. I just want to beat Brock Purdy here in a couple weeks.
That's the other thing, is because of that Trayvon Diggs miss is out, Parsons in that D-line have to bring the pressure.
Yeah.
They have to, because even though – I think Deron Bland is not a trash can of a DB, but I also don't think he's Trayvon Diggs level. Like, they're going to need help. And I think Stephon Gilmore needs to step up. That's something that me and Gary talked about. I agree with you. I think their ceiling is – I mean, I'm going to say their ceiling's 13-4 because I said they're going to go 13-4. But I agree with you. I think Dak just needs to let go of whatever he has and just go play quarterback.
Mac Jones isn't very mobile, is he?
He's
probably one of the most unathletic quarterbacks in NFL history.
So that's who we're going at. That's who we're going after this weekend. So I don't know how well the Patriots line is, if it's one of the top 10 in the league, but
I think they're gonna
we got to put pressure. And I mean, run up the score. That would be so fun because we haven't had very many victories over New England in the last.
I think they're going to come and beat these guys. And then I'm going to get all excited, or all of us going to get excited.
I know.
And then I'm going to be like, oh, we're going to play good against San Francisco. And it's just a cycle. And
it is. It's unfortunate. We shall see. Kellen, your Colts had a win, and here's the crazy thing. I didn't even know they won because I think it went into overtime, and then that's around the Dallas time game started. So I take off Red Zone and just watch Dallas. I completely forgot. And I'm watching Sunday Night Football, and right before the game, they're showing some highlights from the games, and I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. And in my mind, I'm thinking Baltimore won. Man, it's pretty fantastic to get a victory against Baltimore,
especially with Gardner Minshew, because he is not very good. I think Anthony Richardson would have won that. When by the end of the game, I thought if Anthony Richardson was here, we would have won this game.
He's exciting.
But Gardner Minshew steps out of the back of the end zone with a couple minutes left. We're down by one, puts it up down by three. Somehow we get the ball back. We tie it up, and Justin Tucker misses a 60-yarder, and then goes into OT. We get it, punt it. Justin, they start going down,
and had
a missed pass interference call, and we got the ball back. They definitely should have won that game, but they should not have been in the position because they should not have let us get a safety and give us the ball back. But
yeah, I agree.
It's a good win. We are in the lead of our division. Everybody else is 1-2. We are 2-1.
Good.
And, you know, it's a good team to watch.
Good.
I don't know what's going to happen with Jonathan Taylor. Hopefully he comes back in a couple weeks. We'll see.
Big Anthony Richardson guy.
I couldn't believe it. What did you say?
Big Anthony Richardson guy.
Oh, yeah. And I was saying I should have just done it because I said if Anthony Richardson was playing, that would have been my upset pick. And I should have just done it because it didn't matter.
I like the Colts. I'm also a big Josh Downs guy. I think he's pretty good, man. I think he's going to be really good. And I think
we've got a bright future.
I think if Anthony Richardson just can trust him more.
I agree.
Like Minshew did, man. Josh Downs can be something.
Yeah.
I really do. I believe. I like the Colts. Yeah, I think their future's bright.
Finally.
All right. Well, we've done it the last couple of weeks as well. Give me a player or a team stocks up and team player or team stocks going down.
I feel like for the third week in a row, Dolphin stock is going up. Just keeps going up somehow.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's what, 1966 or 63 is the last time somebody scored. Hey, what's funny, Garrett, remember we were sitting there on the couch and I said, wouldn't that be hilarious? They got 70 because it was 35 to whatever at half.
Yeah.
And I said, if the score was like 70 to, I don't know, whatever.
Well, it was like 70 to 20, 24 or something like that. And it was like, oh, and that was just about the exact score.
That's hilarious. But they put it to them. I think Denver gave up. I know Sean Payton, kind of ran his mouth a little bit saying worst coaching job and all that. But thing is that team stinks. That needs a complete overhaul, rebuild. Russell Wilson needs to go. Don't be surprised if Denver gets one of these guys, the Washington quarterback, Caleb Williams, or North Carolina's quarterback, even Quinn Ewers, maybe. I don't know. It'll be very, very interesting to see how the rest of the season goes. Cause I think some of those players gave up and they quit on the team. And Sean Payton's not gonna have a whole lot of that, but I think you'll see a complete difference in year two under Sean Payton. Russell Wilson's got to go. His days are over.
Question is, and I'm about 99% sure, I don't think they have their first round pick.
They don't have theirs, but they do have a first round pick. I cannot remember who it was, but yeah, to your point, that's true. If they do have one of the worst records in the league, then Seattle will probably get that from the Russell Wilson trade.
Let's see. They have I guess they do have their own first round pick.
Is it their own?
Yeah. And then a third round.
Okay.
Fourth round. So they're just missing a second round this year.
My goodness. It's so bad, man. So bad. But we'll see. So what are the teams stock up or down or players?
I would go team wise, stock that's down on it, more so franchise like the Jets, obviously, but I think it's more so like they're taking too long to make a decision.
Yeah.
Like they're stuck on if they want to just sell the season, I think, or go after it. And the more you wait, the more you're going to be screwed.
They're not going to be able to go after it. They need to just – it's bad for that defense. I feel sorry for the defensive player. I feel sorry for them all, but I'm just saying the defense, they've got a championship level, not championship defense, but championship level type defense.
I agree. I think Robert Saleh, and they got to make a decision about Zach Wilson soon.
I can make it for him right now.
I think a stock up, I would say the Texans.
Yeah.
I think CJ Stroud's actually not bad. I think that offense is actually better than decent. Like, they have some weapons, young wide receivers. He looks good throwing the ball. I mean, they dominated the Jaguars. And I mean, I remember when we made that episode of our predictions, and a lot of us had the Jaguars going pretty far. I mean, that's a good win for the Texans. So stock up for them. And I think continuing stock down. Are we doing stock down?
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah.
That's the Chicago Bears, man. It is
terrible.
Coaching, I don't know. And I was one of the guys that I still believe in Justin Fields, but man, that situation he's in over there, I think that's also not helping him. And I think he's better than what we are seeing. But I mean, if he stays there, it's just not going to change for him.
Like our New England Patriot insider Lance Garrison said, that no player in NFL history with as bad of stats as Justin Fields has ever turned their career around, ever. And that's before this year, as bad as this year is. So
it would take it would take a lot.
I think even if he was on New York Jets, he'd be just as good as Zach Wilson. Like, he is a worse arm than Zach Wilson, worse, just as bad as decision making as Zach Wilson. Yeah, he's more of an athlete.
Let him run.
But his decision making is not even top 32 in the NFL.
No, I can't argue that at all. I can't argue that at all. I agree 100%. Ohio State quarterbacks, for whatever reason, usually don't make it. We'll see how CJ Stroud works out. I hope he does, because I want the kid to win. And see, I'd let him run. I'd let Fields run.
They're doing is not working. So
whatever they're doing is not working. And at least last year, I mean, he was rolling off these 50, 60 yard touchdown runs. Let him run and see what happens. That's what I would do anyway. I think a team when the stock down is like Minnesota, and that's just disappointing because I like the Minnesota Vikings. I know they have no running game whatsoever right now. All they've got is Justin Jefferson on offense. And I think they've got a solid defense, but it's getting older, so we'll see.
I say stock down. Me and my relationship with Joe Burrow. He's killing me in fantasy. They barely skated out this one game, and that's because of their kicker. He is – I don't know what happened. He's got to get it figured out quick because they haven't a great team, and it's not looking like a great team right now. Now, I did say they were going to have like a first-round exit in the playoffs. Now I'm like, if they make it that far, I still think they will. But I'm not going to abandon ship. There's still hope for that team, but they need to figure something out.
Sure. Stock up. I'll tell you right here now. Buffalo Bills, here we go. They're coming. Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, the Bills are coming. But the only issue is they got to play Miami this weekend. So that'll be interesting to see. But I do think they've put that first game behind them, and they are moving on right now.
Can I add one real quick?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't say – I mean, after last night, I wouldn't say it's really a stock up. But I think – if you're a fan of Tampa Bay, think you should be not disappointed. I think they're going to have a good year, actually. I think they might actually win a division. I think Baker's playing good. They also just played the Philadelphia Eagles. Really? And I want to add, what's that guy from Georgia, the Carter guy? Is it Jalen Carter? the guy that everybody passed up on, right? Is that him?
Yeah, everybody passed up, yeah.
What were these GMs thinking, dude? Did you see him? Did you guys watch the game last night? How easy
I had inventory.
I will say, as good as he is, I mean, every GM knew it. The dude killed a guy. So, like,
I forgot. You're right. Never mind. Take my statement back. I wouldn't have drafted him.
Yeah. So, no, he probably would have been a number one, number two pick.
I totally forgot.
But, yeah.
Never mind. Okay.
You're right, but still.
Fans, that's Diego's last episode.
That's my,
Diego Zavarse, 405.
Probably the worst take he's had, and he's had some interesting takes.
Okay.
It's okay.
It wasn't a bad take. It's not a bad take at all. And he's a really good football player.
They did.
They mean.
That's, it's the off-field. It's the off-field issues that caused him to drop, but he's going to be dominant. And as long if he can. Stay on the right side. I don't, that'll never be forgotten from, the family of all that, but, there'll be the further away you get from it. People don't, not only about forget, but I don't know.
If picking my upset for the week.
Oh, you're picking an upset. I didn't know you were doing upsets. Okay. Go ahead.
I think we should let our guest go first and then our last place person go second.
Whoa.
I wasn't ready. You can
go next year.
Can Gary go first?
And yeah. Then I thank go? You. Yeah, I'm going to go the Rams over the Colts as my upset.
You're just doing that as a dig to your big brother.
No, he's doing it because it's like a plus one. It's the
That's
like,
what all of you guys have been doing.
Oh, last week I did a nine.
Gary.
I lost, but.
Gary, you just don't know ball. And, Rams probably should be the favorite, and I would have picked Colts as my upset, but I can't do that.
All right,
Diego.
I'm going to go the Texans over the Steelers.
That's your upset?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's my upset.
Baltimore over Cleveland.
That's an upset.
It's in Cleveland.
But why? Anyways.
I don't want them. I want Cleveland to win. And I'm going to lose. I mean, whatever. I'm not very good at this anyway, so. Who, is everybody pick their – Kellen? No?
Yeah, apparently his long lost son, the son he always wanted, picked, and he kind of forgot about me.
Wow, I didn't forget about you, Kellen.
Hey, I appreciate that, because you're also my long lost son. I'm gonna go Tampa Bay over New Orleans. Oh, upset.
Ah, man,
is Derek Carr even playing?
I don't know. Even if he does play,
we don't know yet.
That's the Baker Show, baby. That's a win.
That's what I'm saying. Baker Mayfield's a top five quarterback in the NFL, and he's, you think he's not going to win this game? It's an easy upset. An easy upset.
Connection too. I'll just say
my lock is going to be Minnesota over Carolina.
Really? Okay.
Now you're just getting risky, huh?
I agree.
Nah, hey, Gary's.
All right.
Yours, all right.
My lock is the Cowboys or the Patriots. I got to believe. I got to give them some belief. I'm always going to believe in them. So that's my lock. They're going to have to bounce back. I'm wearing the hat. Cowboys over Patriots.
Who's next? Me or you, dog? I really want to pick Detroit over Green Bay. That scares me too much. But I'm going to go San Francisco over Arizona. San Francisco is going to.
It's not even going to be close. So that was going to be my pick. So hang on.
You can do the same thing.
No. I don't want everybody saying that because that's what you did last year. You made all of us pick first, and then you'd pick whoever I was picking. That was the only reason you were close to being first place last year.
Hey, Kevin, can you keep my picks to see how I do next week?
He caught,
I can hear it.
He caught on to me. He caught on to my strategy.
I'll probably just go ahead and go. It's easy, but Philadelphia over Washington.
That's what I was looking at too.
I could see Washington doing decent, but also they shouldn't.
I will tell you, I guarantee you we're going to get a lot of questions asked us through email or chat or whatever, but what did Diego order through DoorDash? That's what everybody's.
You guys want to know?
Yeah. Everybody wants to know.
Got some way back burgers.
Okay.
Got the cheesy burger with some raw onions and bacon, and then I got the Cajun tots.
I've had the Way Back Burger. I like it. I had the chili cheese fries. I didn't like their chili, but the Way Back, their fries are good.
What are you saying to, Gary?
He didn't like the raw onions. The cooked onions are one thing, but raw?
You can't hang out with me no more.
Think so? Way to go, Gary. Garrett's like stunned.
I'll hang out.
Gary, I can't tell. Look at him.
He's just, he's just, man, he's just heart. Look at him.
He's heartbroken.
I can't hang out with my best friend.
Look at him right there, man. Oh, Garrett. Oh, he's actually the greatest. Wow. Well, I will tell you, it's been a fun evening as well. A little NFL talk going on. And as Gary just keeps smiling, I like to end this with reminding everybody that iron sharpens iron.
Please stay safe.
Be savage and not average.
And remember to join the skulk.
And then Garrett is smiling. But until next time,
goodbye, everybody.
Boomer.
You've been listening to the Fox Den Sports Podcast with Todd, Kellen, Garrett, and Gannon. Find us on Facebook at Fox Den Sports. That's Fox with two X's. Drop us an email at foxdensports@yahoo.com. And be sure to share this podcast with other sports fans in your life. This has been Fox Den Sports.